Way. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Rain again with maybe some snow mixing in. Accumulating snow possible west and north. Generally cloudy otherwise. 44. We'll clear it out tonight. Clouds early, 33. Suburbs colder. Windy with a few clouds around tomorrow with a high of 48. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik, the Weather Channel, WMAL.
Right now 30 in Chantilly, 28 in Beltsville, 36 degrees in Washington. We'll be all right, but the Northeast is bracing for its third major winter storm in less than 2 weeks. See the video at WMAL.com. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall. 105.9 FM. And AM 630.
WMAL. All right, good morning. 507 here on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk. Coming up this morning, 705, Joe DiGenova will be with us. 735, Tom Bevin from Real Clear Politics as we break down what's going on in the world of politics. We have an election this week. 8:05, General Jack Keane on North Korea and a whole bunch more. And then at 8:35, Judith Regan. We're going to chat about that big interview finally seen, finally unboxed. The interview with O.J. Simpson that aired last night. Judith will tell us all about her experience talking with O.J. I'm Vince Colonnay, sitting alongside this morning, Lieutenant Colonel Tony Schaefer is in the house this morning.
Hey, Vince.
Good morning, sir.
Good morning. Hey, boy, it's good to sleep in my car and get up early and be here on time.
It's really nice to have you.
That's
Mary,
right.
Mary will be back soon. Let's talk about everything that happened this weekend. You know what's kind of weird? I kind of went through this weekend. We woke up this morning and thought to myself, God, this was a relatively slow weekend. And I say relatively slow, despite the fact that North Korea has agreed to a sit-down with the president of the United States. The president was having a stemwinder of a speech on Saturday, and the White House came out with gun proposals over the weekend. All of that led me to believe, oh, well, still, that was a relatively slow weekend.
Well, no, I don't think we had a lot of problems with riots and things like that.
Well, so. I mean, just the pace of the news in general throughout this Trump administration has always been such that, you know, a lot of television, a lot of cable news guys nowadays, everything's live all the time. I heard an interview, Jamie Weinstein, a friend of mine, interviewed Neil Cavuto recently, and Cavuto on his show was explaining, hey, like, we had to create a live show on Saturdays for Cavuto,
right?
Because the news moves so quickly, nothing can be on tape for more than half an hour. You've got to go live all the time because the Trump administration just moves that quickly. And I know you've been watching that.
Well, to that point, I mean, look, the Neil show on Saturdays is good. I've been on it a couple times, by the way, and I think it's a great show. And the you cannot sit back and wait. You cannot pre-tape.
Right.
I know a lot of shows. I mean, come on, I guess I can talk about this. A lot of shows do pre-tape on Fridays.
Of course, yeah.
And run stuff over the weekend. But then when you got gun proposals and speeches, burn down the House speeches, it's tough to be able to have something that's relevant, in a 72-hour period from Friday to Monday.
Things move way too quickly.
Right.
So here's one of those things that moved this weekend, and it's the president's proposal on what to do with guns. This is from the White House, the president taking immediate action to secure our schools is the White House message, and making sure schools are safe and secure. Here are some of the top line items, and I want to get not only your reaction, but yours as well. As you listen to the White House's proposals this weekend, are you happy with the direction they're taking, or are you upset with what they're missing? There's some people very upset that the president seems to be backing away from calls to raise the rifle age to 21 years old, the age at which you can purchase a rifle, to 21 years old, or as I hear in the press, assault rifles, assault weapons. 888-630-9625, 888-630-WMAL. The administration is saying they're going to assist states to train specially qualified school personnel on a voluntary basis. The DOJ's assistance programs will be leveraged to enable schools to partner with state and local law enforcement to provide firearms training for school personnel. Also, the administration will support the transition of military veterans and retired law enforcement into new careers in education. So this is the effort to get people who already have firearms experience and who are now moving on to other careers into those schools so that we can protect them maybe half as well as we protect the money we put in our banks.
Right. Well, that's good. Well, I think this is a good use of resources which have been, I think, long left underemployed. And, you know, I was once at a debate with Ken Cuccinelli in Northern Virginia when he was facing off against Janet Olazek. And during this debate, I asked her, I said, what do you consider common sense gun control? And I brought up the fact that I'm a veteran, I carry a weapon as routine. And she said, well, you're different. Oh, okay. Well, in this case, if we're different, then let's put us to work in guarding the schools. So I think this is a great initiative. I mean, when lefties like her say, well, you're different, well, okay, let's leverage that for the benefit of the country. Let's do something with that skill.
And when she said you're different, she meant it in a good way.
Well, at the time, you know, I was, you know, I had hair down to my shoulders and everything else. Uh-huh. No. But no, seriously, she actually had the, you know, because I was trying to get him to define, Vince, what is common sense gun control? Really, I mean, and so she just could not say it.
Right.
And by the way, she lost to my friend Ken Cuccinelli by I think 10 votes in that election.
But, well, you're right. Common sense gun control. Yeah. It really is a phrase that means nothing unless you're going to explain it, as you're
right.
suggesting here. And at that point, once you declare something, it's actually not so common sense, considering there's actually debate around that.
Well, and to that point, you brought up the assault rifle issue.
Yeah.
You know, I'm a military guy, and I've studied nomenclature for a long time. Not a single military in the world has an assault rifle in its inventory.
The Washington Post recently, let's pause here on this topic.
Yeah.
The Washington Post recently, like a piece last week, had somebody who knows firearms write an entire piece that gun rights supporters are trying to destroy the debate by forcing people to use the correct terms.
Right.
They call it gunsplaining.
Yeah. Well,
gunsplaining. You're not even allowed to define the terms anymore. If you do, you're basically trying to end the debate.
Right. Well, why let the facts get in the way of emotions, you know? And it's one of those things where, you know, we're here in Virginia. I mean, I'm sorry, where were we? We're in D.C. right now. What day is this?
We're in D.C. at the moment.
We're in D.C. Anyway, I'm still hungover, but
he's always moving. He's always moving. He keeps people guessing where he is.
That's right. It's hard to hit a moving target. Yeah. Anyway, but no, the idea here is in Virginia, you have so-called freedom to actually have these semi-automatic weapons with on whatever. You could have, you know, 150-round magazines. Doesn't really matter. But the moment you start explaining the differences and how these weapons are simply, they look scary because they have attachments on it, the functionality or the quote-unquote killing power has no difference. I mean, no difference between a Ruger Mini 14 with a 5.56 bullet and any derivative of the AR series rifle.
The greatest debate right now is bullet speed, as if it matters. It's like, well, this one moves faster. Oh, okay, so you would be able to dodge the slower bullet,
that's what
you're telling me.
It's like Wonder Woman, you know, with her little bracelets.
Yeah, you'd have more time to dodge them. Let's hit some of the other White House things. They want to strengthen background checks, and this, of course, has been an obvious focus for the White House because it's one where there's been failures throughout the system, catastrophic failures.
Right.
Forget state and local governments reporting this data. You can barely get the federal agencies to input the correct data, and that includes the Air Force. Remember, the Air Force failing to get domestic violence information in about the shooter in Texas, at that church shooting in Texas. So there are things that need to be done there. The president directing the DOJ to provide technical assistance as well to states at their request on establishing and implementing what they refer to as extreme risk protection orders.
Yeah.
And what this comes down to is these ERPOs would allow law enforcement to seize weapons from individuals who are demonstrated threats to themselves or others and temporarily to prevent them from purchasing new firearms.
I'm all for the military amalgamation of records. Clearly, that is an area of failure. Vince, I'm always worried about when you start giving law enforcement the tools to go, quote-unquote, seize things.
Yes.
That worries me as a Republican libertarian guy, you know?
My eyebrow pops up, too, when I see that. We can talk about that in a second more. Some of your calls standing by as well. Your reaction to the White House's gun proposals here, 888-630-9625, 888-630 WMAL 5:15 now. WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center. Good morning.
All right. Good morning, Vince. Easy look at traffic right now. No problems reported on 270 Frederick down through to the Beltway. 95 Maryland had the crash. It was over to the shoulder, I should say. So a little distraction, but looks like you're pretty much up at speed between 32 and 216. So again, in that area, you might still see some activity on the shoulder. No problems on the Baltimore Washington Parkway, George Washington Parkway. You're checking out fine as well. Heading in through town, if you're trying to get up to 295 off the Suitland Parkway with travel lanes right now open and everyone's running at speed, and on the freeway looks quiet as well. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Well, generally cloudy today. I saw the salt trucks out on the roads. Oh. Some rain and snow developing, so no accumulation of snow, though. A high of 44 degrees. Tonight, cloudy early with some clearing expected late, low of 33. Then tomorrow, windy with a few clouds from time to time, a high of 48. Currently in the nation's capital, 36, 516 on WMAL.
Got an idea for a new product or app? Get it off the ground now before it's too late. Call Davison for your free idea starter kit. Get in front of big companies that can help you. 800-294-7417. 800-294-7417.
All right, talking about the White House, their proposal on guns this morning coming out. A lot of reaction to it, including from the left, very upset that the president did not include pushing for a raise of that rifle age, the age at which you can purchase a rifle, to 21 in the United States. What's your reaction here? 888-630-9625, 888-630-WMAL. Stephen in Winchester reacting this morning. Stephen, good morning. Happy Monday, sir.
Hey, good morning, Vince. How you doing today?
Good.
Good. So I just wanted to touch on a few things real quick. My wife is a teacher. She's very pro-gun, very conservative.
Good for her.
But I've asked her before, I'm like, don't you think that it would be better for, because she has her concealed, and I'm like, wouldn't you like to have your gun in your class so that way if something goes down, you know, you can protect your classroom? And she's time and time again said no, because of the worry about students being able to get their hands on the gun in the classroom. And then my second thing I'd like to say is I'm a Marine Corps veteran, and going from the infantry and the Marine Corps to the transition back into the civilian world is definitely a difficult transition. And I've been blessed to be able to get a college degree and a job from it. But I think we can definitely turn a lot of the homeless veterans and help out a lot of our veterans coming out of the service by turning them into, you know, armed guards at schools. So that way, if the teachers can't have the guns, at least we can have some hardened Marines out there or something like that, you know, who can help protect the schools, because obviously some of the other methods haven't worked as well.
Well, you know? I have a couple of initial reactions to that. On the latter point, on arming veterans, on the issue of homeless veterans transitioning into a job like this, I'd obviously want a good psychological evaluation first. Somebody especially who's in a homeless situation. But also, by the way, anybody who we're expecting to protect our children should go through the necessary sort of like screening to be armed. Regarding your wife, though, the idea that she doesn't want a weapon in school, I saw an idea out of, I think it's Dayton, Ohio, where they have safes. They have gun safes.
I have one at home
in the school
with the biometric thing. Yeah.
And certain designated staff members are eligible to be able to retrieve guns from safes that are placed around the school, rather than having a situation where a teacher has to conceal carry in and out of the school itself. They can access safes that are in the school, and they're the only ones who can do it. That seemed to me that it was kind of a clever concept, one that would afford sort of protection for the school. It would ensure that nobody has access to those guns unless it needed. It was important that they get to them, and also takes the risk away of somebody carrying it on their hip and having it seized, things like that. So it seems to me there are people who are thinking creatively about this, Stephen, and maybe, just maybe, can get to a place where your wife would be comfortable too.
Yeah, I do like that. I have a question about the safe, though. So I know my wife says one of the protocols for how it all goes down when an intruder comes in is you immediately close the door. Where would the safe be located, though? Because it's not like, I mean, certain people could have access to it, but then it's not like they can leave their classroom to go get their gun because they're supposed to be closing the door, locking it, and putting all their children in a corner or something like that, you know?
I had to work something like this. We had a facility down at Fort Lee that was off Fort Lee, and we had a very similar set of issues where the members of the building could not necessarily walk around armed, but you had to have it at key locations. And that's the thing. If the teacher's job is to secure that classroom, you have other administrators who are not in the classroom able to go retrieve the weapon. So this is where you
very
can split the
point.
Baby. Yeah, you can administrators who are the ones supervising the day-to-day operations, the women in the front office, the vice principal, all those officials should be the ones who actually have the weapon available to go and do what they need to do.
Yeah, thank you, Stephen. The trick here, of course, is to have, I think, a sober, rational conversation about what's possible. Because when you just start bringing up the notion, well, we should arm educators, there's some people whose instinctual reaction to that is, whoa, never. But what about cops? Are you in favor of armed cops? Yeah, of course I'm in favor of armed cops. Okay, so why are cops necessarily better equipped than a teacher is? And also think about sort of the time, the time wasted. So there, I mean, I just begin the process of having a real conversation and don't just reflexively like throw that out. No, that's never happening.
Well, that's one of the things too. I mean, most police officers never once used their firearm in the line of duty. So, you know, because I've heard this argument, well, you know, you're having people come in with no experience. Look, the vast majority of police officers train to make their qualification every year, but never once actually use their gun in a situation where they have to shoot someone.
I mean, there's also a lot to be said for the stopping power of just the existence of another weapon.
Right.
So, I mean, not even hitting your target. If you fire return fire, it changes the dynamics of that environment entirely.
Right. Well, that's one of the things, too, which is completely misrepresented or absent from the argument. How many times is simply the presence of a firearm not used but presented to put down a suspect?
Well, we saw a story recently of a potential mass shooter, somebody who killed a young boy. We talked about this last week, who kind of now he's been arrested. I forget precisely where he was in the country, but they did interviews with him naturally. And when they asked him how he chose the school he chose, his options were his middle school or his elementary school. He chose his elementary school. And the reason is because he investigated police response times and the existence of guns on campus.
Yeah, soft target.
He knew it was a softer target, and he chose that target for that reason.
And see, this is what we have to do is, like, actually, you know, this is what I've spent a lot of time, Vince, we've talked about this. I've done what we call red teaming. You put yourself in the shoes of the adversary, and you start thinking things through. What level is going to be required for the response? And that's what we need to do here.
The President of the United States, more proposals in a second. He's on mental health reform and also how Betsy DeVos will play a role in this as well. 522 on WMAL.
Spring is almost here, and that means it's time for EMP 180 Weight Loss's second annual March into Summer promotion. Hey, it's Larry O'Connor, and any time is a great time to lose weight, but right now can be an especially motivating time. Here's the deal. On average, men lose 3 to 5 pounds of fat per week on EMP 180 Weight Loss. So if you've got 50 pounds to lose, you could be at your goal as early as May or June. That's right. You can start this summer fit and healthy. Enjoy the beach, have more energy on the golf course. It's as easy as making that call to EMP 180 Weight Loss right now. I've lost 40 pounds with EMP 180, and for me, weekly weigh-ins were a huge motivation. Being able to see and track the weight loss with my coach has really inspired me. So march into summer at EMP 180 Weight Loss and join the growing number of happy, healthy, and fit EMP 180 graduates. EMP180weightloss.com. EMP180weightloss.com or call 855-888-0180. Schedule your consultation today.
A cure for hepatitis C, breakthroughs in HIV treatment, multiple sclerosis, and diabetes. Millions of lives saved and improved by science. Yet still science is often not a straight line to success. So here's to the path to progress. Traveled by 140,000 researchers with America's biopharmaceutical companies. Here's to the long road, to the twists and turns that try men's and women's souls. Here's to frustration and fatigue and dead ends. Here's to permission to fail so that success can follow. And here's to brave patients, thousands here in D.C., enrolled in clinical trials to help find new breakthroughs, one of which might save their life, and perhaps one day, yours. Welcome to the future of medicine for all of us, where together we go boldly. A message from America's biopharmaceutical companies. Visit goboldly.com.
Tune in every Friday morning at 8:05 to the weekly series, The Real Truth About Real Estate, with expert Frank Prindle. That's Friday, 8:05 a.m. on WMAL.
525 now, WMAL traffic and weather. Every 10 minutes first on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Wondering how the ride is early on coming in from the west? Good. No troubles to report off the Greenway or the Toll Road 66 between Gainesville and Teddy Roosevelt Bridge. Looks pretty quiet. Out of Leesburg, Route 7 looks good too. On 270, though, do see a little bit of volume just starting to form right as you merge off of 70 toward the exit for 85 and briefly in Urbana and 109. South of Maryland 95, south of 32, that crash cleared out of travel lanes. That was over to the shoulder, so just be careful there. Route 4, Route 5 up to the Beltway, A-OK here on our early ride. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Cloudy Monday and even a bit of rain expected to come on in, which may mix with some snow at times. Not expecting any accumulating snowfall, however. Best chance for that may be west and just off to the north. Temperatures in the mid-40s. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
36 degrees in the nation's capital, 526 on WMAL. The White House releasing a list of the president's priorities on gun reform. Really, how we deal with gun attacks in schools. One of them is mental health reform. The president's proposing an expansion and reform of mental health programs, the White House says, including those that help identify and treat individuals who may be a threat to themselves or others. That includes a review of the Family Educational Rights and Privacy Act, FERPA, and the Health Insurance Portability and Accountability Act, HIPAA, and other statutory and regulatory privacy protections. Obviously, that comes into play here because, you know, a medical professional will screen you, will discover something important about you, and what point does it meet the threshold of this is not something that is just kept for yourself for privacy purposes, but is meant to be an issue of public safety?
Well, that's where, in the case of Parkland, Cruz actually had conversations with his therapist talking about violent fantasies of killing people. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I mean, there is something to that. And obviously, my concern is where is that line? Because you have veterans who come back from combat. They have treatment issues. And some of those issues have nothing to do any more than just trying to decompress.
I remember when my wife left the hospital after giving birth, I wanted to take pictures of her coming out of the hospital. They had her in a wheelchair with my baby all wrapped up.
Yeah.
They hassled me. They were like, hey, you're not allowed to take pictures in front of the hospital. I was like, how about you back off? I can take pictures of my wife coming out with my new baby. Yeah, they were like, there's a HIPAA violation. There's a HIPAA violation. Okay, relax. Taking photos.
How do you draw that line? This is going to be tough to do. And the other thing, obviously, is a slippery slope. How do you then stop the abuses of misinterpretation?
Right. And also, in addition to these immediate actions, the White House says the president is establishing a federal commission on school safety. It'll be chaired by Secretary Betsy DeVos, who will recommend policy and funding proposals for school violence prevention. So that's where it comes in. And by the way, that's where the one phrase is included. Age restrictions for certain firearm purchases will be an area of study, not yet a recommendation. They're going to take a look at it.
Oh, boy.
I hope it dies in committee. Thank you. Yeah. 528 on WMAL.
Whether you're buying a home or trying to secure the best interest rate, finding the right mortgage company is often stressful and time-consuming. Listen this Saturday to the Mortgage Radio Show at 1 p.m. and now on Sunday at 3 p.m. The Mortgage Radio Show is your trusted source for mortgage news. Host Teresa Strasser and Sean Metter will give you helpful tools to find the right loan and save you more. So tune into WMAL every Saturday at 1 p.m. or Sunday at 3 p.m. for the latest rates and information from Network Capital Funding Corporation.
Hello, I'm Joe Cordell of Cordell & Cordell. Not long ago, we celebrated our 25th anniversary as a firm dedicated to, as many of you have heard, helping guys through one of the most difficult and crucial times in their lives. Starting out in 1990, my wife and I didn't realize that our mission would grow to include hundreds of attorneys, serving tens of thousands of guys across America and now in England. And though I'm proud of our growth, I'm most proud of the values that are the foundation of our success. And while it's true that Cordell & Cordell has aggressively defended guys facing divorce, the cornerstone of our practice, we've also encouraged reconciliation where possible. The fact is, we're proud to be the partner that guys can count on when the partner they hope for let them down.
Contact Cordell & Cordell to schedule an appointment with one of our firm's Fairfax area attorneys, a partner men can count on. 571-446-0000. Online at CordellCordell.com. That's CordellCordell.com. Office in Falls Church.
All right, can we take Little Rocket Man's Big Rockets away from him? Is that possible? We asked Tony Schaefer for his reaction to the big news last week.
Yeah, I know that guy.
Kim Jong-un wants to sit down with President Trump. And it's not just to talk about Michael Jordan in the 90s. And then Louis Farrakhan is becoming a huge problem for the Democratic Party. How are they dealing with it? And how should they deal with it? 5:30 on WMAL.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News.
now.
WMAL News at 5:30. Good morning. I'm Bill Thompson. The National Transportation Safety Board has begun its investigation into a tragedy in New York last night.
Moments before a chartered helicopter crashed into the East River, authorities receive a mayday call for engine failure. The pilot was able to escape, but rescue crews struggled to get the others free, according to FDNY Commissioner Daniel Nigro.
These harnesses had to be cut and removed in order to get these folks off of this helicopter, which was upside down at the time and completely submerged.
Two people were pronounced dead at the scene. Three other passengers died afterwards. I'm John Lawrence reporting.
Yet another major winter storm is ramping up, taking aim at the Northeast. Meteorologist Ivan Cabrera.
Lots of areas, I think, will be crushed under several inches of accumulation. We're probably talking over a foot of snowfall here by the time we get into Tuesday, and then this thing begins to pull out through the day on Wednesday.
Around here, though, all we're going to get... it's a little rain mixed with a little snow this afternoon and this evening. Our full forecast just ahead. Virginia's 2018 General Assembly session has ended without agreement on a budget, political scientist Rachel Bitticoffer.
That big item is the Medicaid expansion, and the big divide is between Republicans. Senate Republicans are kind of holding the line, saying, no, we're not going to expand Medicaid, and House Republicans, having just endured the 2017 election cycle, want to find compromise with Democrats on this issue.
It'll now take a special legislative session to get the budget done. An 81-year-old woman was killed, several other people injured in a three-car crash near the Bay Bridge yesterday, and police believe that one of the drivers may have been impaired by heroin. Checking your money. The Dow opened today at 25,336. The NASDAQ at 75,61. Sports sponsored by 7-Eleven. UVA, Virginia Tech, and UMBC are headed for the NCAA tournament. Maryland is left out of both the NCAA and NIT. Hockey, the Caps play the Jets tonight. Exhibition baseball, the Nats lose, the O's win. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM at AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Start rolling in the 7 rewards and earn about everything when you shop at 7-Eleven. Plus, get your first snack and drink free just for signing up. All you have to do is download the 7-Eleven app today and start scanning only at 7-Eleven.
Remember the days when you and your doctor could take the time to sit down together and talk? In today's healthcare, it's getting harder to find that kind of care. That's why you need the Princeton Longevity Center. A Princeton Longevity Comprehensive Exam is more than just scientifically proven strategies for preventing life-changing diseases. It's a full day of one-on-one time with their caring team of board-certified doctors and specialists in nutrition and fitness. You'll get the care and attention you need, the latest preventive medicine technology, and an individually tailored plan for getting your health back on track. If the only thing that's changed about your annual physical in the past 20 years is the time you get to spend with your doctor, then it's time to see what you've been missing at Princeton Longevity Center. Call now to schedule your exam at 888-8000-PLC. That's 888-8000-PLC. Or learn more about our centers in New Jersey, Connecticut, and Metro DC by visiting us online at PrincetonLongevityCenter.com. Your one day at Princeton Longevity Center could make a lifetime of difference.
You get more for your money at Thompson Creek. Hi, this is Mary Walter, and Thompson Creek Window Company does it all. They design, build, and install replacement windows so you won't pay the middleman markup. Buying direct from the Thompson Creek factory means you get high-quality windows at an affordable price. Every window and installation comes with the Thompson Creek no-hassle warranty and buyer protection guarantee that protects you up to 50 years. With Thompson Creek, you get four decades of knowledge and experience. That means you know the job will be done right. Plus, true factory direct prices with no middleman markup. And now save even more during their biggest sale of the year with 25% off every window. That's more than a window and more for your money. The biggest sale of the year equals the biggest savings for you. 25% off every window. Call 855-57-CREEK now before the biggest window sale of the year is gone. That's 855-57-CREEK or visit thompsoncreek.com.
Hey, it's Larry O'Connor, and if you or your bed partner has sleep apnea, snoring is likely the worst part of your nightly routine. Once the snoring starts, one of you probably moves to a different room to try to get some sleep alone. CPAP is the first line of therapy for sleep apnea, but if you can't get relief from CPAP, now there's a silent, mask-free option keeping couples together in the same room. It's called Inspire. Inspire is a small implantable device that works inside your body with your natural breathing process. It delivers mild stimulation throughout the night to keep your airway open, giving you and your partner the restful sleep you need together. Inspire is FDA approved to treat obstructive sleep apnea and offered at over 150 leading medical centers across the country. Join the growing number of people treating their sleep apnea with Inspire. Visit InspireSleep.com to learn more, review important safety information, and to find a doctor in the Washington, D.C. area who can help determine if Inspire is right for you. The freedom to sleep like everyone else is just a click away. That's InspireSleep.com.
35 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Virginia 66. A little bit of volume here as you pass 286, the Fairfax County Parkway toward 50 Fairlakes. Fair Oaks had some activity on the shoulder. That's the distraction point for our 66 trip. Once you get through there, wide open up through to the Beltway. No problems inside the Beltway. Now for 95, seeing the volume also increasing here through Dale City and Woodbridge. Maryland 95. Had the earlier incident between 32 and 216. That's been completely cleared out of the travel lanes, and you look like you're up at speed through that stretch. Now for 29, the BW Parkway, Route 1, all heading down to the Beltway, all wide open, nice and quiet, out of Annapolis and Bowie. 50 enjoying the ride right now, and still inside the Beltway through Chevrolet and Riverdale. Nice, a sleepy time right now. Without any problems, get down to New York at Kenilworth Avenue. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Rain with some snow mixing in at times. Generally cloudy otherwise. 44. Overnight tonight will clear it out. 33 outside the Beltway, colder. A stiff northwest wind tomorrow. Windy with a few clouds around 48. Wednesday, windy, cloud, sun, otherwise low 40s. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidgett, the Weather Channel, WMAL.
Right now, 23 in Haymarket, 30 in Gaithersburg, 35 in Washington. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington mornings on the Mall. 105.9 FM. And AM 630.
Oh, good morning. 5:37 here on WMAL. Well, Washington comes to talk. 7:05 this morning, Joe DeGeneva. 7:35, Real Clear Politics, Tom Bevin will be with us. 8:05, General Jack Keane. And at 8:35, Judith Regan, who just got done that interview. Actually, she did it in 2006. But we saw it last night, that interview with O.J. Simpson. She's the big story this morning, so of course we're talking to her. I'm Vince Colonnais with the other big story of the morning, Lieutenant Colonel Tony Schaefer.
That's right.
Tony Schaefer.
Hey, Vince. Good to be here. Thanks for having me again.
Good to have you,
good
sir. Let's...
Oh, God.
That little Rocket Man.
You know, I just... I listened to Bill Shatner do this last night.
Oh, yeah? Sang this?
Oh, yeah.
Bill Shatner?
Yeah. Did you not know that? 78. You need to get the soundbite. Rocket Man. He does this. Seriously, track it down.
Of William Shatner singing
Rocket
Man? Yes,
I'm serious. Yes, you gotta find it.
It's in his, like, staccato, like, very slow sort of William Shatner way.
It's going to be a long, long time. I'm serious. I can't believe you guys don't know this. Anyway, we're getting off topic.
Yeah, I know. As we are wont to do, let's talk about
Little Rocket Man.
Let's talk about Little Rocket Man.
Yes.
So last week, South Koreans come bearing a gift, and the gift is that Kim Jong-un would like to have a sit-down, a conversation with the president of the United States. Momentous for a bunch of reasons, including this will be his first actual meeting with another world leader while he's been in power, and they're, you know, hoping in the United States, that's a big deal,
right?
And it's a sign, it's a hopeful sign in the eyes of some optimists in the United States that we might be on the verge of disarming North Korea. But, you know, let's not get too excited too quickly, because North Korea has balked so many times on agreements with the United States over the last three decades. Tony Schaefer, what was your reaction last week when you saw that Kim Jong-un would like to meet with President Trump?
Well, two reactions. First, this is going to, drive, and already has started driving, the liberals and Obama folks crazy. I mean, I've seen Susan Rice tweet out, oh, my goodness, yeah, this is good, but, you know, you need to have us come back and advise the president now on how to deal with the North Korea. You know, we've sat across the table with him, I might add, ineffectively, but... You know, who cares when results don't count? And that's where we're at. So it's very interesting that you see, you know, all the folks, this Evelyn Fracas, mm-hmm. Is that her name? I you know, that the woman who leaked all the Russia info to the media. The MSNBC person talked about how it's now...
Evelyn Farkas.
That's her.
Mm-hmm.
Wasn't she in a movie with the Christmas Story or something? Anyway, I'm digressing. But she also was on this bandwagon. So I think what's significant, the second point is, We have a potential here for some real negotiations. And Trump has said, President Trump has said years ago that he would negotiate his, you know, booty off with the North Koreans. So, again, this is something he said he would do.
I will say, obviously, it's a positive sign anytime you can at least get them to vocalize that they're interested in denuclearization in the pursuit of some other goal, whatever it is. I mean, obviously, I think they're feeling the pressure from the sanctions. President Trump has proved to be an unknowable threat for North Korea. He's in no way as predictable as his predecessors have been. And he's been openly threatening to include General Mattis, of course, also mentioning annihilation on the Korean Peninsula for North Korea.
Right.
So all of that has led to, you know, some chance of a meeting here. Although on first blush, when I heard this, I kind of view everything through the lens of Kim Jong-un does everything for himself.
Right.
It's always done. It's not just a matter of self. It could be a matter of self-preservation. But also, there is something of a propaganda coup here for him if he gets a meeting with the president of the United States. He gets this meeting, and then he can go back to his own people and like, look, I can meet with anybody I want. Because we are a nuclear-armed country, I can make the president of the United States be brought to heel. And then he can use that in his propaganda inside of his own country to demonstrate his own power. Is that the risk here, or, you know, does that matter?
That is absolutely a risk. I mean, we saw the same thing with Saddam Hussein in Iraq after the first Gulf War. See, these guys didn't take me out of power because I'm so mighty. Mm-hmm. So there's always that. But the upside is, I think President Trump, unlike other past presidents, is playing this correctly. He's playing the little rocket man. And the idea here is he's making it very personal. And I can tell you the Pentagon, through its maximum force campaign, maximum threat, is the reason, one of the reasons why this guy's now willing to come to the table. Because it does mean something to put pressure on folks. And again, Vince, it's not about the people of North Korea. They are simply the cast, the supporting cast of
the victims of the
Kim Jong-un play. So in this case, I think the president is playing it correctly.
South Korean officials who spoke to the president, the BBC reports, are now on their way to China and Japan to brief the leaders of those countries on the upcoming talks. We're still waiting for a reaction from North Korea, but we're not waiting for a reaction from William Shatner, because here's the sound of William Shatner singing Rocket Man.
The touchdown brings me back again to find I'm not the man they think I am.
Oh, no.
Oh, no. I'm a rocket man. Rocket man.
Oh, boy.
Burning out his fuse out here, alone.
Alone.
I think it's going to be a long, long time. Till touchdown, bring me round again and find I'm not the man they think I am. I'm a rocket man.
Yes. Wow.
Rocket man.
Holy cow.
Burning his fuse out here.
General Jack Keane joins us at 8:05 to talk about this. Go ahead. What's your point on this, Tony Schaefer?
It's going to be a long, long time.
Until you get this out of your head. Yeah. Holy cow. Thanks, Captain Kirk. 5:43 on WMAL.
This is Larry O'Connor, and if you're wanting to sell your home, you need to know that not all agents are equal. The fact is, on average, most agents negotiate for 11% less than original asking price for seller's home. As a home seller, think of the amount of money that is lost in poor negotiation skills by average agents. That's why I'm strongly recommending Sarah and Debbie Reynolds of the Reynolds team with Keller Williams. Sarah and Debbie are ranked one of the top teams in the D.C. area by the Wall Street Journal. What separates Sarah and Debbie from all the other realtors is their exclusive system with over 5,300 ready home buyers looking to buy right now. Sarah and Debbie can sell your home faster and for more money than the average agent, and they'll guarantee that if your house doesn't sell, they'll buy it at a price acceptable to you. On average, Sarah and Debbie's home listings sell 3 times faster and for 6% more money than the average agent. Call Sarah and Debbie direct at 844-344-SOLD. That's 844-344-SOLD, or visit DebbieHasTheBuyers.com. That's DebbieHasTheBuyers.com.
Hey there. When was the last time your partner was so satisfied in the bedroom they kept wanting more? I'm Jennifer, and I wanted to share my incredible experience. So last night was date night, and I noticed something different. We went back to his place, and he was confident, so much in command. I thought, Wow, what's gotten into him? Our night was intense. He said he tried Noxetril, the male enhancement pill that he'd heard was amazing. There was a gleam in his eye, a skip in his step. His performance was so great, I can't stop smiling. I love it. And make sure he's got it on his nightstand every time. Thank you, Noxetril.
Noxetril, the wonder pill, scientifically developed with the highest quality all-natural ingredients. Our customers say it's like Viagra on steroids. No more prescriptions, and it's guaranteed. Right now, you can get a free bottle of Noxetril with our special offer.
Call now and find out how to get a free bottle of Noxetril while supplies last. Call 1-800-450-1381. Free bottles for a limited time, so call now, 800-450-1381. That's 800-450-1381.
5:45 now, WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes, first on the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, 270, just watch for the brake lights through Urbana and Hyattstown. Then beyond that, really still just a nice quiet ride, Clarksburg down through to the Capitol Beltway. Not seeing any backups there. Looks good to merge onto the Beltway, Maryland 95. And in fact, even between 32 and 216, you're at a great pace from an earlier crash, which is gone. So that's not causing any lingering problems. Let's go on to the Baltimore-Washington Parkway through Laurel, down through Greenbelt. Good. Now inside the Beltway, though, you'll see a little bit of volume here as you pass 410 toward 450 to the Wilson Bridge, delay-free, quiet across the Legion Bridge. Also a little bit of volume, Virginia, 95 north as you head through Dale City toward the Occoquan, but that's just our normal volume delays at this time of the morning. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Clouds in and low pressure approaching. That low pressure system once again developing off the East Coast over the next 24 hours. And this time we get rain again with maybe some snow mixing in. Accumulating snow possible west and north. Generally cloudy otherwise. Rain will start rolling in as we go through this morning. 44. We'll clear it out tonight. Clouds early, 33. Suburbs colder. Windy with a few clouds around tomorrow with a high of 48. Windy with clouds and sunshine. Highs low 40s on Wednesday. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik, the Weather Channel, WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, 36 degrees, 547 on WMAL. All right, the Minister Louis Farrakhan of the Nation of Islam is all of a sudden actually becoming baggage for the Democratic Party. Now, you would have thought he would have become baggage a long time ago for the Democratic Party with the following statements. Things like, I hear the Jews don't like Farrakhan, so they call me Hitler. Well, now that's a good name. Hitler was a very great man. That's Farrakhan saying that.
That's an amazing statement.
There were many Israelis and Zionist Jews in key roles in the 9/11 attacks, he claimed. Because, you see, white people deserve to die, he's said from the pulpit. And they know, so they think it's us coming to do it.
That's right. It's all that white privilege stuff.
There's no human being on earth that has murdered more living things than the Caucasian. He is a murderer and a liar, and on and on and on and on, attacking the country. This is Farrakhan. Meanwhile, you've had Democratic members of Congress, lawmakers, former presidents of the United States, wrapping their arms quite literally, in warm embraces and hugs of this man for many years. In fact, a lot of what got this recent round of scrutiny kicked off was that there was a photo published recently of the former president of the United States, Barack Obama, posing with Louis Farrakhan, I believe it was 2005, in a Congressional Black Caucus meeting. And that photo was suppressed until recently.
Wonder why.
Why was that exactly? Why would they suppress that photo? Oh, because of all the things I just read. Because most Americans won't stomach the notion that you have somebody who has utter contempt for both the country and for specific cross-sections of the country, Jews among them, that person is intolerable in any conventional sort of polite American political conversation, yet many Democrats have wrapped themselves around him. So President Obama, the photographer who actually took the picture, was a member of the Nation of Islam who said that he kept the photo to himself for fear that it would damage Obama's chances of getting elected.
And it would have.
And it would
have. We know it would have, absolutely.
Yeah, remember? So actually, here, Heather's done me the service of pulling Heather Hunter, our excellent producer, of pulling what Farrakhan sounds like. In case you want to hear the types of things he's said over the years, here's the minister, Louis Farrakhan.
Your country has been taken from you by the synagogue of Satan, the satanic Jews that control everything and mostly everybody.
White folks are going down, and Farrakhan, by God's grace, has pulled the cover off that satanic Jew.
Wow.
And he goes on and on and on and on. I mean, this is nonstop. And, like, every time he's called out for it, he says, I can't believe you're saying this. This is the Jews' fault that you're saying this. Your defense that you're anti-Semitic is that it's the Jews' fault that you're being accused of that.
Well, they control him, you know.
He says apparently. That. He says the same thing.
Well, you know, and my big fear, Vincent, to be honest with you, is not only all this. I think he's got a spaceship in orbit. According to him, he's got this Islamic spaceship of death just ready to start raining down all sorts of death and destruction on Whitey.
Here's the thing, and I just want to, first of all, I want to give kudos to Peter Hasson, not only because I work with him at the Daily Caller, but because he's doing great work. He's the one who's reported that seven House Democrats have direct ties to Louis Farrakhan, and he's been running them down and asking them, why? Why is that? Danny Davis complimenting Farrakhan, the congressman, complimenting Farrakhan, saying that he's a great guy.
He's a warm human being.
And saying that we shouldn't be talking so much about this Jewish question.
That's right. Why question the Jewish question?
I mean, these are sitting members of Congress. Maxine Waters, Keith Ellison, there's videos of them hugging the guy. Now, compare that to the treatment we saw from the press about David Duke during the election. Remember this? David Duke comes out and says, I endorse Trump, or some version of that. He likes Trump. He thinks he's great for the country. Trump is then tarred and feathered with David Duke, this KKK guy. And everyone's asking him to disavow. Disavow. And the president's saying, well, you want me to disavow? I disavow.
Right.
And he did it a bunch of times since then. You have video. Actual embraces of Democratic members of Congress with Louis Farrakhan. And now they're trying to squirrel their way out of it.
If no double standards all the way.
It's unbelievable.
Everywhere.
And why is he protected? Why is he protected? 551 on WMAL. Here's our Rush Book.
A couple of weeks ago, Minister Louis Farrakhan, Calypso Louis, spoke at a Nation of Islam event on his favorite topic, the Jews. He told his audience that powerful Jews are his enemy. He said the Jews are responsible for all the filth and degenerate behavior that Hollywood's putting out, turning men into women and women into men. So in addition to disliking Jews, Farrakhan doesn't look kindly on transgenders either. And then he issued a warning. Farrakhan has pulled the cover off the eyes of the satanic Jew, and I'm here to say, your time is up, Farrakhan said. Your world is through. You good Jews had better separate because the satanic ones will take you to hell with them because that's where they're headed. Now, if you're familiar with the career of Calypso Louis, none of this is surprising. It's nothing you haven't heard before from him. What's also no surprise is how little coverage these remarks got in the drive-by media. Tamika Mallory, co-founder of Women's March Organization, attended the event and later went on social media to praise Farrakhan as the greatest of all time, a feminazi, babe. Quite a few elected Democrats, including many congressional black Caucasians, have long-standing ties to Farrakhan. They will not condemn anything he says. Nothing new there either. But they're liberals, which means they'll never get called out on this. But you have a meeting with David Duke and see what happens to you.
General all-around good guy.
Rush, noon to 3, now on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Today's technology makes things easier because everything's connected. Your cell phone, your tablet, even your smart TV, all connected to one account. And they're all connected to your Wi-Fi. It only takes just one weak link for a cyber thug criminal to break in and obtain your data. And that's why the new LifeLock Identity Theft Protection now adds the power of Norton Security to your devices. Now, while LifeLock uses proprietary technology to detect threats to your identity, the addition of Norton Security helps protect up to 5 of your devices from online threats. And if there's a problem, LifeLock's agents will work to fix it. Now, of course, no one can prevent all identity theft or cybercrime or monitor all transactions in all businesses. But new LifeLock with Norton gives you more protection for today's connected world. Join now. Get 10% off your first year. Go online to LifeLock.com and enter the promo code RUSH. That's LifeLock.com. Remember, promo code RUSH.
Spring is almost here, and that means it's time for EMP 180 Weight Loss's second annual March into Summer promotion. Hey, it's Larry O'Connor, and any time is a great time to lose weight, but right now can be an especially motivating time. Here's the deal. On average, men lose 3 to 5 pounds of fat per week on EMP 180 Weight Loss. So if you've got 50 pounds to lose, you could be at your goal as early as May or June. That's right. You can start this summer fit and healthy. Enjoy the beach, have more energy on the golf course. It's as easy as making that call
called EMP 180 Weight Loss right now. I've lost 40 pounds with EMP 180, and for me, weekly weigh-ins were a huge motivation. Being able to see and track the weight loss with my coach has really inspired me. So march into summer at EMP 180 Weight Loss and join the growing number of happy, healthy, and fit EMP 180 graduates. EMP180weightloss.com. EMP180weightloss.com or call 855-888-0180. Schedule your consultation today.
5:55 now, WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes first on the 5s. Here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, Virginia commuters in Centerville now with the crash on eastbound 66. Stay to the left to get by eastbound before you get to the extra Centerville. Right, actually, where it merges onto 66. Fire truck, ambulance there at the scene now, so a lot to check out. Also, Baltimore-Washington Parkway getting a little bit busy here inside the Beltway. Accident activity reported between 410 and 450. If you're coming in on 50, nice and quiet through Chevrolet. Also, good ride through Annapolis and Bowie. Quiet across the southeast-southwest freeway in each direction. 270. Here we go. The ride getting a little bit slow through Urbana and Hyattstown, but the volume only reported in that area. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Cloudy Monday and even a bit of rain expected to come on in, which may mix with some snow at times. Not expecting any accumulating snowfall, however. Best chance for that may be west and just off to the north. Temperatures in the mid-40s. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
36 degrees in the nation's capital. Traffic and weather brought to you by Timeshare Exit Team.
Time changes everything, like your ability to use your timeshare. If your timeshare no longer works for you, call Timeshare Exit Team at 844-981-EXIT. That's 844-981-EXIT. Or visit timeshareexitteam.com.
This is Mary Walter, and when my old dentist informed me that he was retiring, Larry O'Connor told me that I had to meet Dr. Deb and Dr. Rob at Bethesda Sedation Dentistry. After visiting their office, I cannot say enough wonderful things about them. Like many other people, I'm not a fan of visiting the dentist, but getting to know the dream team at Bethesda Sedation Dentistry, I felt comfortable enough to tell them about what makes me nervous. And they reassured me it was perfectly normal. And that's who they are, compassionate, caring dentists who get it. There's no rush when you get in the chair, and you are in total control. Bethesda Sedation Dentistry wants you to get into a routine of keeping your teeth healthy. Have a smile you can be proud of without delaying your dental visits until you're in pain. To learn more about sedation dentistry, or if you just need a wonderful dentist, call Rocky at Bethesda Sedation Dentistry at 301-530-2434. That's 301-530-2434. Again, that's 301-530-2434, or visit BethesdaSedationDentistry.com.
If you missed it, here's this week's federal benefits lesson from Winter Troxel.
Now's the time to plan for what's ahead for TSP. This new world of flexibility and opportunity is going to allow the federal employee to plan for retirement in a much different way. And it connects right into what we talk about every week, and that is understand the rules of your benefits and create the best retirement income plan possible.
Join us for About Federal Benefits with Winter Troxel, Saturdays at noon on WMAL.
So your doctor says you need an MRI. Granted, it's a marvel of science and modern medicine, but hardly a convenient or comfortable prospect. Listen, are you going to submit to the discomfort of being run through a tube? Put your foot down, put 2 feet down, and experience the most revolutionary way to have an MRI anywhere. Washington Open MRI now has the world's first high-field strength, upright, weight-bearing open MRI with lower out-of-pocket costs for you. Choose Washington Open MRI at 1-866-MRI-ASAP. That's 1-866-MRI-ASAP.
Accepting boats, motorcycles, RVs, and real estate donations.
All right, well, there's a special election this week in Pennsylvania, and one other thing that makes it special, the president's been involved. He was there Saturday, bit of a stem winder, hit a bunch of topics. We're going to break them down for you, tell you what happened. And also, Tony Schaefer, you were in Pennsylvania this weekend.
I actually was in Scranton.
Campaigning on behalf of the president's reelection campaign as well. We'll chat with you about that, find out. Took the temperature over there in Scranton, Pennsylvania. And Elizabeth Warren, the big news of the weekend is whether or not Elizabeth Warren is really going to prove it. Is she a chief? Is she even close to Indiana? Coming up on WMAL at 6 o'clock.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 6. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. Five people are dead after a helicopter crashed into New York City's East River last night. Only the pilot of the chopper survived, says NYPD Commissioner James O'Neill.
There were a total of six people on a helicopter, including the pilot. The National Transportation Safety Board will be conducting an investigation into the crash.
Police say that helicopter was chartered for a photo shoot. The Northeast is bracing for its third major winter storm in 2 weeks. Several inches of snow expected in the next couple of days across the Northeast. Around here, all we may get today or this evening is a little rain mixed with a little snow. Our full forecast just ahead. Virginia lawmakers adjourned the 2018 session Saturday without passing a budget. They'll have to come back later for a special session to do that. But they did get one major task accomplished. The General Assembly has approved a dedicated funding source for Metro.
The $150 million a year from Virginia to Metro comes with some strings attached. Metro's budget can't go up more than 3% each year or the money gets cut.
That says real teeth. Learn to live within your means or we're cutting your budget.
Delegate Tim Hugo says it also streamlines Metro's board. Alternate members will no longer be able to participate in meetings.
They'll give us a safe and sustainable Metro, but of equal importance, this bill provides reform.
Hugo says he insisted on no new taxes.
We've redirected monies that have gone to other things within Northern Virginia.
But some local lawmakers now aren't happy that there's less money for road projects. Steve Burns on WMAL and WMAL.com.
The deadline to enter the primary election race for D.C. mayor is now just a week from Wednesday. But this late date, incumbent Muriel Bowser has no real competition, according to one political analyst.
There are candidates running against Mayor Muriel Bowser in the primary, but Washingtonian editor-at-large Harry Jaffe says
there's no one of her stature, no one who has a political base and can raise funds.
Ever since Mayor Vincent Gray left office in 2015 amid scandals he's been cleared of being involved with, people have been asking him whether he'll run again.
The problem that Vince Gray has is that he's not seen as a favorable candidate among many, many voters in Washington.
Heather Curtis on WMAL and WMAL.com.
If you normally drive the Beltway in Montgomery County in the overnight hours, you may want to make alternate plans for the next couple of weeks.
Crews will be rehabbing the Seminary Road Bridge, and that means there'll be multiple lane closures in both directions on the Beltway between Georgia and Connecticut Avenues. Charlie Gishler is with Maryland State Highways.
We should have it done by the end of the month. That's pretty generous. Once we get rolling on that and get some good weather days, we should be able to complete it in just maybe a week and a half, 2 weeks.
The work starts Tuesday night and will not take place on Friday and Saturday nights. Maria Leaf on WMAL and WMAL.com.
In a never-before-seen 2006 interview with Fox News, O.J. Simpson details how he would have, hypothetically, killed Nicole Brown Simpson and Ron Goldman.
You park in the alley.
Yeah.
And you put on a wool cap and gloves.
In hypothetical, I put on cap and gloves.
Right. Yeah. And you reached under the seat for
A knife. I always kept a knife in the car for the crazies and stuff because you can't travel with a gun. And I remember Charlie saying, you ain't bringing that. And I didn't, right? But I believe he took it.
Charlie took the knife?
Yeah. In the book.
The interviewer in 2006 was Judith Regan. She will join us live here on WMAL's Mornings on the Mall at 8:35 this morning. Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 25,336, the NASDAQ at 75,61. Sports, number one Virginia gets the overall top seed in the NCAA tournament. Virginia Tech and UMBC are also going. Maryland is not. and was not invited to the NIT either. Hockey, the Caps host Winnipeg tonight. Exhibition baseball, the Nats lose, the O's win. WMAL News Time 6:04. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings on the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now you can listen to WMAL at home, at work, or anywhere in the world on your Amazon Echo device. For one-time setup, say Alexa, enable WMAL skill. Once that's done, whenever you want to listen, simply say Alexa, play WMAL. More details at WMAL.com.
Here's Dave Snell for the stand-up guys from Snell Heating and Air.
If they'll do it for you, will they do it to you? And I'm talking about those cheap Charlie AC contractors. They'll show you little tricks about how they can save you a buck here or there. They won't pull permits. They don't follow job site protocols. There's always cheaper. There are always companies out there cutting corners. They're easy to find. Sometimes finding the best company to trust in your home and doing the work properly might be worth a little bit more. My name's Dave Snell, and I run Snell Heating and Air. You can rest assured we'll always have your family's safety and comfort as our top priority. And that's something we'll never take for granted, never cut corners, and never trifle with. That's the Snell advantage, and that's what you can count on when you call my stand-up guys from Snell Heating and Air.
703-450-6300. And remember, when you think heating and air conditioning, think Snell.
Don't replace the carpets. Get a Zero Res clean and save. Book at ZeroResDC.com.
6:05 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Virginia 66, a little bit busy, but the crash has been cleared. So we have a little bit better news for you. I know you're sitting in some of this early volume pushing through Manassas up to the exit for 29 Centerville, but they've just reopened those two right lanes. So the activity on the shoulder, right as you're merging off of 29 Centerville to 66,